Kim McLaren, a self-described progressive, teaches literature and writing at Emerson College and was thoroughly inspired by poet Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou was one of the first black women to speak very personally about her experience and to prove that one could transcend that experience, not just overcome it, but transcend it and go on to have an incredible life.
And McLaren particularly takes inspiration from what is considered one of Angelou's greatest works.
I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and it was the first book by a black woman I had ever read or even seen. It was a revelation. I think I was in the fifth grade growing up in Memphis, and I remember very clearly finding the book in the library, just stumbling over it, turning it around, and seeing her face on the back of that book jacket and just being thrilled beyond measure, because here was someone who looked like me who had written a book. I think it launched me into who I am today.
Kim McLaren, writer and basic black panelist.
She spoke so courageously and so forthrightly about the traumas that had befallen her, the personal traumas that had befallen her, the damage done to her by people she loved and by people she didn't love and by those outside our community upon black women. And we've been taught to be ashamed of it, to be quiet, to not speak our truth, as Audre Lorde would later say, especially at the time, rape and abuse that were not often spoken aloud.
So Kim McLaren, the author most recently of a memoir, Divorce Dog, is bothered by what she considers the only blur on Angelou's life, her support for Clarence Thomas's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1991.
It's the classic bind that many black women of that generation found themselves in. And I think Dr. Angelou, I felt that she was of the position that she needed to support a black man who was seeking a position of power regardless.
In siding with Clarence Thomas, Maya Angelou cited against an African-American woman, Anita Hill, whose testimony in 1991 nearly derailed the conservative Supreme Court nominee.
It is your statement that the FBI misunderstood you, and it is, as you have said in each of your statements, that Judge Thomas said if this came out, it would ruin his career, not that he would ruin your career.
Exactly.
Anita Hill accused Thomas of sexual harassment.
One of the things that I have come to understand about harassment, that this response, this kind of response, is not atypical. And I can't explain. It takes an expert in psychology to explain how that can happen. But it can happen, because it happened to me.
Angelou's reason for supporting Thomas, even as vast numbers of African-American lawyers and academicians railed against him, was summed up in the conclusion to her 1991 New York Times op-ed, titled, I Dare to Hope.
Because Clarence Thomas has been poor, has been nearly suffocated by the acrid odor of racial discrimination, is intelligent, well-trained, black, and young enough to be won over again, I support him. The prophet in Lamentations cried, although he put his mouth in the dust, there is still hope.
We lived a short walk from our school, our grammar school, an even shorter walk from St. Pius X High School. The farm was out in Liberty County. It was a 45-minute drive, even on in that traffic on Highway 17.
That's Clarence Thomas being interviewed in 2009 about his childhood by NAACP leader Julian Bond, one of his former detractors.
I don't think of anything as one sporadic event occurring that shaped me. It was a continuum or a continuity of events, a series of events.
At the minimum, we need to see a delay of this nomination.
Under pressure from women's groups and congressional Democrats, Anita Hill was...
The week Maya Angelou's pro-Clarence Thomas essay was published in the New York Times, feminist organizations were organizing press conferences around the country to oppose his Senate confirmation.
To any victim of sexual harassment, the message is nobody's going to take you seriously, not even the United States Senate.
You are not drawing a conclusion.
Also opposing the conservative jurors in 1991 were major civil rights figures.
That's when I went to Washington to represent Professor Anita Hill in preparing for her testimony and defending her character.
Including Charles Ogletree of Harvard Law School, who wrote an argument against the nomination to try to influence the votes of the national NAACP. Ogletree found Maya Angelou's support for Thomas disappointing, but not contradictory.
I don't believe that there was a contradiction. I believe there was a complexity. She could see how important it was to have an African-American man after Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court. There's no question about that. And so she supported him as the reality of what we now have, and that is an African-American on the court. I disagreed with it, but I disagreed with the number of decisions she made, and she disagreed with the number of decisions I made. But I learned a lot from her, and I don't hold her support of Clarence Thomas against her.
Kim McLaren agrees.
It was disappointing. I think it was limited, but I wasn't surprising, and I didn't condemn Maya Angelou for it. I simply disagreed with her vehemently.
Actually, Angelou's position at the time reflected the views of a majority of African-Americans, according to poll results. That support has dwindled dramatically over the decades. Both Ogletree and McLaren say they will always regard Angelou, first and foremost, as a transcendent figure in America's literary life and as an icon of civil rights history, in spite of her early support for Thomas. Yet McLaren wonders how Angelou in later years reflected on her famous op-ed and on Thomas's voting record on the Supreme Court, siding, for example, with the majority in abrogating key parts of the Voting Rights Act, and in favor of Citizens United.
But my mother had the same position. Of course, now she sees the truth now, and I don't know if Dr. Angelou ever came to see the truth or speak of it or not.
But far more important than Angelou's support of Thomas in her famous op-ed, says McLaren, is the body of her work over 86 years, specifically Why the Caged Bird Sings.
That book really is her magnum opus and the most important thing she ever wrote, and I think that brought to bear all her talents and her witness as a black woman trying to live an authentic life in this society.
And Angelou's answer to that question, says Kim McLaren,
Why the Caged Bird Sings,
is her most monumental achievement.
For the caged bird sings of freedom.
Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.